This is Shir 23 in our series on Avodas HaBitachon. Today, again, we're going to continue with the machlokes between Mesilas Yesharim and the Chovos HaVavos. We will speak out another major difference and practical ramification that emerges between these two opinions. If you look closely at the literal language of the verse that serves as the foundation for the Ramchal's view, it states, "V'zeis apecho toichal lechem, by the sweat of your brow you shall eat bread." This implies that in order to physically eat bread, you are punished with the necessity to do hard work. Based on this logic, consider someone who already has pas pesaloi, bread sitting in his basket. The modern parallel would be an individual who has a bank account filled with enough money to completely provide for all of his needs. Someone who is safely retired or has an excellent pension. Under the Ramchal's framework, would there be any remaining reason for such a person to engage in a shtadlus and continue to work? Seemingly, the answer would be that there is absolutely no reason left to engage in any type of shtadlus, as the tax of securing bread has already been fully paid. However, this completely changes according to the Chovos HaVavos, who views the shtadlus as an independent mitzvah. As we learned, the underlying reason you perform a shtadlus is to serve as a functional spiritual test for a person, or to act as a safeguard to ensure that an individual would not become overly comfortable and rebel against Hashem. Therefore, even if a person possesses all the money he could ever need sitting safely in a bank account, he is still fundamentally required to engage in a shtadlus purely to keep himself occupied and busy. Now, the Chovos HaVavos himself opens up an alternative option for this scenario, which we will analyze in greater depth later in our series, stating that a person who could instead choose to engage in intense toil of Torah study, amelis b'Torah, because learning Torah all day certainly qualifies as keeping oneself entirely busy. Such an individual would be absolved from engaging in a standard secular parnasa labor. But the major conceptual difference from the Mesilas Yesharim remains absolute. If you have money in the bank but are not learning Torah all day, you cannot simply sit idle. You must still engage in physical ishtadlis. The truth is, this exact concept is explicitly supported by several foundational rabbinic authorities. In Maseches Avos Perek Aleph Mishnah Yud, the Mishnah states, Oyev es hamalacha. The Rav Noah comments on this explicitly. If you already possess independent wealth to fully sustain yourself, yesh lo ma sheyefarnes mimenu, you are still completely obligated to engage in work. Chayev lasoik bimalacha. The reason for this is because idleness leads to idiocy or mental decay and sin. Mirroring the explicit Gemara in Ksubas Daf Nuntes Amidbeis, the Tosfos Yontif adds a very beautiful insight to this discussion. He explains that when someone who already has plenty of money sitting in the bank account chooses to continue working, he's performing the labor purely out of genuine love for the craft. He notes that this is the absolute literal meaning of what the Mishnah is discussing when it commands Oyev es hamalacha. It's specifically speaking to an individual who does not actually need the money, yet chooses to love and pursue work as a positive, value-driven behavior. This concept is further implied by the Avos de Rabbi Nasan, Perek Yud Aleph. Dear Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira states, if a person has no practical work to do, what should he do? If he owns a courtyard that's lying fallow or a field, he should go out and physically engage in working that field. He bases this on the verse of Sheshes Yamim Tavoid Vasisa Komalachtecha. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. What does the Torah mean when it specifically adds the emphasis do all your work? It means that even if a person is incredibly wealthy and owns many courtyards or fields, he must still go out and actively engage in cultivating them. The clear implication here is that there is an irreplaceable inherent value in simply engaging in productive labor. Therefore, when we look at all these sources together, it implicitly comes out that even the Mesilas Yesharim is ultimately going to have to agree with this reality. Even under his framework, there remains an inherent value in working. The only difference is the definition. A wealthy person does not work because the standard baseline obligation of Chovos HaShtadlus, the curse of earning a livelihood, but rather to protect himself from falling into spiritual decay or idleness and avarice, or because it's an implicit explicit desire, ratzoin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or of the Bari Olam, for mankind to remain consistently productive and busy. Have a wonderful Shavuos.